Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham, and are you in the mood for some salmon? Well, we are coming up on the fall salmon harvest. And on Metroscope this time, we've got all the information you need on where to get some great fish from the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission. We are talking today with Buck Jones. Buck is an enrolled Cayuse member, one of the bands that compose the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation. Hey there, Buck. How's it going?
Doing real well. Thanks, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing good. And today, we want to talk about salmon fishing. Ooh, let's talk about salmon. Is it salmon season right now?
It is. It's a beginning of our fall run. Our commercial season will start on next Monday, but there is salmon in the river right now.
How is the fish count this year?
You know, this year has not been one of the better years for the returns on the river. All seasons, both spring, summer, and fall. I think we got spoiled. We had record runs previous couple of years, and it's an animal, and hasn't been good this year.
A little bit unpredictable, fish are.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of varying factors, you know, that impact that. So. You know, there are people that come up with those numbers. They do the best they can and on a predictions, and it's just been a bit under than it has been previous years.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. What are some of the factors that affect the fish runs each year?
You know, it's as we can see as we look outside right now. You know, the global warming has a lot to do with ocean conditions. Have a big factor in the salmon. You know, some different challenges of some other fisheries that impact, you know, the returns. And one of the other ones is the sea lions.
Yeah, those pesky guys, they're out there. And we the radio station here is right on the Willamette River, and we see sea lions in the Willamette River here. It's right, amazing, yeah. When those things get way up to the Bonneville Dam.
Yeah, it is. You know, they're basically in the springtime, but they are they're a threat. You know, especially there, you know, on the Willamette, it's really impacted the steelhead there, and it's been an ongoing problem at Bonneville for numerous years.
Now, you are the salmon marketing specialist with the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission. Tell me, what is the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission, or CRITFC?
CRIFTC is
CRIFTC,
CRIFTC, or Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission, is a We're a technical and advisory arm of the four treaty tribes that have treaty fishing rights on the Columbia River. And those tribes are the Warm Springs and the Confederate Tribes of the Umatilla in Oregon, Nez Perce Nation in Idaho, and the Yakima Nation in Washington State. So we're just like we got employees that are in fish management, watershed. We got policy people. We also got our own enforcement along the river in Hood River, and then we also got a genetics lab in southeastern Idaho.
When was Cryptic, when did it start?
It was started in 1977. So we've been out an organization for over 40 years.
That's a good long time.
Yeah, it's, so we just advise the tribes. They set their own seasons, and like I say, we're just kind of an advisory arm to the tribes. You know, we got, like I said, that we coordinate with the states and the on both sides of the river to kind of come up with numbers. We was talking about earlier with the salmon returns, and then the tribes take our recommendations, and then they set their own season, since each of the four tribes are their own sovereign nation.
What are the seasons of salmon? What are they?
Well, our biggest season of salmon is coming up is the fall Chinook run. That's been annually where we get the largest return of the salmon. And in the last few years, we've had spring salmon return, Chinook also, and in the spring, Taylor's into summer, and there's in between there's some sockeye salmon that return during that time, and we have steelhead, we have sturgeon, but our big return annually is the fall salmon run.
Those sturgeon, though, those are monsters, right?
Yeah, they can be pretty big. You know, we have restrictions on sizes that the fishers can keep and catch, but they are an old giant fish.
I've seen one before up close out in the river, and it's like a giant dinosaur just leapt out of the water.
Yeah, it is. You know, they can grow pretty big.
Tell me about the role that salmon play in tribal member culture.
You know, salmon is one of our first foods or whatever. You know, in the springtime, when the first salmon comes back and stuff, we have ceremonies for those salmon that return. You know, it's called a first salmon feast, where we honor that the salmon has came back, and you know they come back to provide food for the tribal members. But it's culturally been very important for our people throughout our history, you know, since time immemorial. You know, it comes back, and comes back and returns to their spawning areas. It's kind of an amazing deal that they can go all the way back up into tributary where they was born and try to lay those eggs and hopefully get some return back. But it is one of our first foods that we honor, along with our roots and our wild game and some of our berries.
Tell me about your history with fishing. You've been doing this for a while.
You know, I was raised on the Umatilla Reservation in eastern Oregon, and my father took me to some of the tributaries like the Grand Round River, the Imnaha, and the North Fork of the John Day, and we gaffed salmon there with like a gaff hook, and that was my first part of really catching salmon that way. You know, it wasn't like on the main stem here, but later in my life I did come down to the main stem of the Columbia River and started commercial fishing in my earlier, younger life when I learned from a family that was a big fishing family on the Columbia.
Are all the salmon line caught?
No. There's different ways salmon are caught. Like I mentioned earlier, the tributary fishing, we used a gaff hook that we gaff hooked them, and then on the main stem we got people do use a rod and reel for salmon, but mainly the commercial season we use gill nets that are either set from the line on a set, and then recently we've been getting a lot more drift boat nets that just are like with a bow picker that reel out a net and then drift down the river and then catch them that way. And then we also have a platform fishing where there is scaffolds or platforms set along on the main stem of the river and in some of the tributaries, and they use what is called a hoop net, and then they take them out of the water and out of that hoop net, and then bring them onto those platforms. So those are the main ways that we harvest the salmon.
We're talking today with Buck Jones with the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission. Now, tell us a secret. What's the best part of the river?
You know, the best part of the river, it's a pretty big river.
Yeah, it is.
everybody has their own special area, their own area. You know, right now for the fish, some of the best parts of the river is some of those mouths of those tributaries where the water's cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think everybody has their own special place or whatever. It's a beautiful place, and it is a long big river.
And fishing happens all along the Columbia River, at least in the United States, anyway, right?
Yeah, it does. You know, the salmon, they return. Some of them go, you know, all the way into the middle fork of the Salmon River in Idaho, and they go up as far up into the upper reaches of the Columbia, you know, up by the Wenatchee area, and the sockeye salmon, they actually go all the way into Canada. So it's just amazing that, you know, the fish will travel that far.
Wow.
Up and down the river and out to the ocean and then come back.
I'm sure studies have been done on fish and how far they travel. Do you have any idea the lengths they travel? How many miles is that?
You know, some of them, when they go out to the ocean, they go all the way up into the up into Alaska and can stay up there, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 years, and can go back up the, you know, some of those spring salmon go up into the upper reaches of the Snake River and the Salmon River, the Omaha River. That's, you know, over probably about, you know, anywhere from 500 to 800, 1,000 miles on just the river, and that's not even counting out in the ocean.
That's truly amazing. Fish are amazing.
It is, yeah, and like I say, you know, they usually return back to where they was laid as an egg. It's just amazing that they have that sense in them that they know where they're going to go. You know, we do have some of them that do wander off to different places, but for the most part, they return where they was laid as an egg, and then they fell.
Sometimes I can't find my way across town.
Right.
I wouldn't make a very good fish. So tell me, you've been with the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission for some time. Tell me how long you've been there and what you do.
Yeah, I've been employed with the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission for over 14 years in a couple different capacities. I started out taking care of our fishing access sites and then lew sites along the Columbia River. We maintained some fishing access sites that that was built after they start damming up the river. So we maintain like 31 of those sites on both sides of the river. And that's in our commercial fishing area, which is Zone 6, it's called. And that starts at Bonneville Dam and goes all the way to McNary. So I worked there for 7 years taking care of those sites. And we also have that office. I didn't mention that at the beginning. That's out of the Dalles, and they take care of the fishing sites along the river. And then I did that for about 7 years, and then I went into our fish science department, where I worked out at Bonneville Dam on a project where we did upstream migration, where we would do aging, and we would do genetic sampling on salmon, adult salmon that was going up the river, and we would put in pit tags, and the pit tags would have their own codes and their own numbers, and they would also be able to tell when they was going up past other points that had readers, mainly at the dams, and it would tell where those salmon are going at the end of their life cycle. Then some of the tribes or other state agencies would do field carcasses, and they would run a pit tag reader over the salmon and read those pit tags to see where they ended up. And I did that about 4 years, and then the last 3 years I've been into this current position I'm at now, into the salmon marketing.
Tell me about salmon marketing. What kind of role does that play?
You know, the salmon marketing really developed in the late 90s, early 2000s. It was brought up at one of our commission meetings by our commissioners that they looked at the price of salmon and what the fishermen were getting at that time, and just kind of an arbitrary number just for conversation, we'd say it would start out at like $1 a pound when the fishermen were catching the fish, and then as with any market, then it kind of start dropping when as the season went along, and it may have been, you know, 50, 35, 25 cents a pound. Then they noticed when they went to the store or at the market, you know, it was $15, $18, $20 a pound, and they just start saying, well, like, what's the problem here? How come we're not getting the value that we need for the fish? So the Cryptic developed a salmon marketing program, and it did a lot of quality handling, food safety classes to bring up the value of our salmon, you know, the way they're caught and stuff, the way they're handled, icing, and we provided HACCP classes. And a HACCP class is a hazard analysis critical control point. It's a seafood course that we've provided for our fishers, and that really improved our value of our fish, you know, by handling it the right way, having proper storage and icing, and it was a kind of put us up, you know, to the level of the other fishers along the river. And so we've been providing HACCP for, you know, probably over, I'd say over 1,000 fishermen for our people. And then so the role of the salmon marketing person is to have these classes, to develop markets that are out in the public, whether it be retail, or wholesale. We have wholesale buyers that come along the river, and then we try to also develop markets, like in farmers markets in the region here.
So where's the best place to, if we want to get some fish, if we want to get some salmon this fall, where's the best place to go? How do we do that?
You know, the closest points that are available to the Portland metro area are, and it's been a real good point for us, has been at the at Cascade Locks underneath the Bridge of the Gods. The it's the former Charburger that has a, and now it's called the Bridgeside Restaurant that allows our salmon vendors to have salmon for sale there. And then at across the river is another real good site on the Washington side, just about a mile up on Highway 14 from Bonneville Dam, is one of the access sites that are, or the in-lieu sites that I talked about, called Fort Range. So those are the closest to the Portland metro area, but there is, they're not limited to those sites. You know, they, people sell up around the Dalles, they sell around the Hood River area, and as far up as Boardman in the fall time and Roosevelt, Washington. So like we was talking about earlier, the river's pretty big, so there's a lot of a lot of opportunity, a lot of different fishermen that you know, so can self direct to the public.
What are some good tips that you can give out to our listeners that are coming, that are driving maybe from the Portland metro area to come out to the Columbia River to get some fish? What are some good tips, and how can we make sure we're getting fish from the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission?
You know, the fishers themselves, they're all their own individual entities or businesses, so they generally are cash-only sales. Some of them probably, you know, with technology changing, might have the square and take some cards, but usually it's cash-only, and it's best to get out early in the morning. The fishermen usually fish in the evenings, so the fish are caught during the evenings, and then they'll prepare them for the, you know, for sales. The ones that don't sell to the wholesale buyers, they'll prepare them and sell them throughout the day. It'd be best to make sure that you have a cooler and ice, if you can provide your own ice. Some of them do have ice, but make sure that it is a that you do have ice, and it's, like I said, it's generally cash only.
How can you tell when a fish is fresh?
You know, it's the firmness of the fish is very, very important. You know, if the head is on, if they don't take the heads off, you know that. You can look in their eyes and make sure that the eyes are not cloudy, and look at them that way. And like I say, and making sure that they're on ice, that they're being sold from ice, and that they are, like I say, the firmness is a lot to do with it, and they're stored in ice. That's very important.
And is the color of the flesh make any difference?
The more brighter the color of the fish, flesh is very important. You know, as the seasons go along, they as they start to age a little bit, and so the salmon do turn a little bit lighter skin, and the as they kind of get farther in the season. So the bright red, orange is very a good indication too.
Are these absolutely whole fish, or are they cleaned in any way, or what's the...
They can be either bought, usually they're cleaned. Some of them are, usually they are cleaned or whatever. Some of them do have fillets there, and they do have value added fish too, meaning that they will either smoke it or dry their fish and sell it that way. So usually they're usually all pretty much cleaned.
There's nothing quite like fresh salmon unless it's maybe smoked salmon. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is a delicacy, you know, that smoked salmon.
So, Buck, we have about a minute or so left here. Let's talk about the future. What do you see in the future for salmon fishing, for tribal salmon fishing?
Oh, you know, we've been doing it since time immemorial, and the saying is that, you know, that as tribal people, you know, as long as the salmon return, you know, then we'll still be here as tribal people. It's you know, the tribes and the cryptic itself are putting a lot of work into getting salmon returns. You know, the with the staff that cryptic has and the tribal fishery staff, you know, we're probably one of the largest employers of fishery staff in the Columbia River Basin. So we're putting the effort in to do stream restoration, you know, get returns back for our people, and not just our people. You know, it's a lot of fishermen, you know, sport fishermen are taking some of these same salmon. So it's a win-win for the whole region.
Yeah, salmon is a very important part of the Columbia River.
It is, you know, and you look out at different times, you can go see sport fishermen, and it's like a city of boats out there sometimes. and, you know, we're starting to see, even in our tribal fishing, that we're getting a lot of new fishers in and new blood, and it's just a tradition that, you know, that our people are continuing on.
Well, keep those lines out there, because I love salmon.
Oh, that's good to hear. We really support, we appreciate the support that we've gotten from the Portland community.
We've been talking today with Buck Jones, Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission. Thanks so much, Buck.
Metroscope is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.